大家好，我是 Sound England Jack. Hi everybody, today I'm joined by
Juan. Hello everyone, 欢迎大家来到今天的早安英文。
可以 ，So it's me and Juan 老师今天。So today
今天要来教大家一些东西。
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because recently I find some students having problems in pronouncing the letters, like
yes.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I notice like V especially.
Yeah, V is really difficult because a lot of students would say way.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't think any there isn't a V sound used in Chinese, is
yeah.
there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a little bit like the rolling R, like the
R. Yes.
Yeah.
No, that sound in Chinese.
Mm. Yes. And there's a hell of a lot of sounds in Chinese that aren't used in English.
Yes.
I know I struggle a lot more.
And another letter that is commonly mistaken is C.
C, yes. Yeah,
right.
C and S can get a little bit mixed
up.
Yeah,
a lot of Chinese would say like say or
xi
or...
Yeah, you can hear that sort of mispronunciation in there. So today we're going to take a little bit of a look at some of the mispronunciations of words and just give you a bit of advice on how to change that.
Mm-hmm.那如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。
Okay, so the first word we're going to take a look at is...Interesting.
Yeah, because a lot of students would say like interesting or
interesting.
Interest or
So there doesn't have to be as much pronunciation on the S sound like that. Interesting, it should be interesting.
Yeah, so the stress is on the first syllable.
Yeah, it's on the INT, so the interesting, that's where you want most of the emphasis.
So it's, it can be said that it was interesting to be in a different environment.
Yeah, exactly. So the next one is product.
Yeah, product.
Product.
Yeah, I find that confusing too.
Yeah, this one's got a lot of places where you could probably put the emphasis on, I think. You could be product or product.
Because there is a produce.
Yeah, you've got produce, product, produced.
Yes.
So an example sentence would be, try to get the best product at the lowest price.
尽量以最低的价格买到最好的产品。
Right, 第三个 unique.
Oh, unique.
Unique,
yes.
So how would this be mispronounced?
Unique.
Unique.
Unique is actually a word, right?
Yes. Unique is a word, very old word for a man
without
any jidan, I guess we say.
Without any reproduction parts?
Yes, I think they were used for singing because they had really high voices. So don't be going around saying, you're a very unique person.
And that's really very insulting, I believe.
Yeah, you want to say you're a very unique
person. Unique person.
Unique. So there's a little bit of like a K sound at the end. Unique.
Unique.
Yeah, yeah. All right, number four, the sugar, celebrity.
Oh, yeah, celebrity.
So how about this one?
Some students would say celebrity.
Celebrity, yeah.
Because there is a celebrate, there is a celebration.
Yeah, celebrate, celebration, but celebrity.
Yeah, and they also have different meanings, right? Celebrity means...
Yeah, so a celebrity could be anybody who is famous.
Yeah, 名人, right? And celebration actually means...
Like a party.
Yeah,
or,
like a party. 庆祝, right? Yes.
Yeah, so again, careful to not mix these ones up.
Yes.
So an example sentence would be, he was more than a footballing superstar, he was a celebrity.
他不仅仅是足球场上的巨星,也是一个社会名流。
好的。Okay, right. Number five, 第五个。Horizons.
Yeah, it could be like horizons.
Horizons, yeah. It's funny you say because it makes me realize if you change a little bit of English, it can also mean different words.
Yeah, different words. Yeah. Yes, misunderstanding because...
Exactly, yeah. So horizon is the correct pronunciation.
Yes.
But horizon could maybe be confused for horizontal.
Yeah, horizontal.
Horizontal,
yes.
Which is describing, you know, how do you describe horizontal?
Horizontal.
Flat, straight.
It's a way of location, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of a way of saying something's flat and straight.
Flat and straight.
Vertical is the opposite.
Yes. 水平的,不是垂直的。
Yeah, you can translate, because I don't know how to explain in English.
Okay.
Right, so an example sentence would be?
Would be, by embracing other cultures and genres, we actually broaden our horizons rather than narrow any existing ones.
Very profound. Yeah. I like that.
Yes. Okay. Embracing different cultures.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, number six, teenager.
Oh, teenager. Some students would say like teenager.
Teenager,
I think.
Yeah, so it can just sound a bit, just doesn't sound correct. So it should be teenager.
Teenager, so, yeah. The stress.
On the teen.
Yes, yeah, on the T. Mm-hmm.
Teenager. So example sentence would be, she was an average American teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Right, number seven. Dichiga.
Dichiga.
There we go. Character.
Oh, I heard like different versions of this word.
You heard a lot
like
of different versions.
Character. Character.
Character. That sounds like a dinosaur name.
Yes. Yes.
He's a character.
That's like a chameleon or something.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So it's actually on the start of it. So it's character.
Yeah.
Character.
Character.
Yeah. So kind of just at the start of the word.
Mm.
And an example sentence would be?
It's the kind of courage and determination that makes him such a remarkable character.
Yeah, a remarkable character. So that's like a well-known individual.
Yeah, a well-known individual, a man, thumbs up man.
Yeah, a really good, cool person, like a character.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so number eight, dibaga, is image.
Yeah,
I can imagine there's a lot with this one.
Yes. Yeah. Like, because it's similar with imagine.
Yes.
So sometimes they will say like image.
Image.
Or,
yeah.
It's always on the first syllable, right? Image.
Image. Mm-hmm. Image, yeah. So not one of those English words that's not said how it's written. It's, you know, image, not image.
Ah, yes,
I suppose, because that would probably what I'd be saying if I hadn't seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, an example sentence would be,
a computer and the machine creates an image on the screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine is industry.
Yeah, and actually I think there are series of words related to this.
There's like a lot. So
industry here is actually a noun, right?
Yeah, so industry, then you've got industrial.
Yeah, industrial is an adjective.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Industrious.
Mm-hmm. Industrious.
Also an adjective. Yeah. Industrious.
Mm-hmm.
Industrial, industry, what was the other one? I've forgotten them now.
Industrious.
Right, okay, that's three. I don't think I can think of any more.
Industriousness? I don't know.
Industrial? No. We've got more. Right, we've got more. So yeah, it's at the start, it's industry.
Yeah, industry. It is a noun. If it is a noun, it is industry. And if it is an adjective, it will be industrial.
Industrial, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a nice sounding word, that one. I like industrial.
Yeah, industrial.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 10. The last one is economy.
Oh, economy. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Another one you've got a lot of variants of. Mm. So you've got economy, economical, economics. Mm.
And economic.
And economic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one, you're going to have a lot of words to use it, so the emphasis is economy. Mm-hmm. So it's at the second syllable?
Economy, economy. On the second syllable.
Yeah, so economy.
So you have to pay attention, because if it is a noun and if it is an adjective, so the stress varies, right?
Yeah, it's going to change it slightly, so you want to make sure you have the right one.
Yeah.
So just a quick recap on those.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Product. Unique. Celebrity. Horizons, teenager, character, image, industry, economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to read all the other variants as well. Just go with those 10.
Okay. 好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
All right, well, those are our tips for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for listening. I've been Jack.
I'm Juan.
See you next time, guys.
Bye bye.
再见，bye. Mm-hmm.